Thanks, Mark. Biggest delays are on the Beltway in Prince George's County. First, on the outer loop, as you come past Northwest Branch headed toward the University Boulevard, the right side remains blocked for the work zone there. Delays, of course, coming past New Hampshire Avenue toward University Boulevard. Then the outer loop, as you come off the southbound 270 spur and you haven't been there for a while, headed toward the Clara Barton Parkway, that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone as you continue across the American Legion Bridge. No problems on 270. I-95 is decent. BW Parkway northbound sluggish toward Powder Mill Road with this nothing unusual. No problems coming across the Bay Bridge. Westbound has the right lane blocked for the work zone, so two lanes east and two lanes west, and no delays getting to the Beltway. If you're traveling in the district, northbound DC 295 past Pennsylvania Avenue toward Benning Road, we believe it's the right side that's blocked for the work zone once again today. Southbound slows approaching East Capitol Street. Otherwise, looking pretty good on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. But the westbound freeway still with delays past the 3rd Street Tunnel and Main Avenue headed toward the Case Bridge for folks trying to get a glimpse of those full-bloom cherry blossoms in play. Same goes with northbound 395 as you make your way up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. On the Fairfax County Parkway in Virginia between Burke Center Parkway and Pope's Head Road, a single lane gets you by the work zone there. Then if you're traveling at this point on the George Washington Parkway between Spout Run and 395, still a single lane gets you by the work zone as well. The WTLP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. This Saturday, it's Regency Furniture's Super Saturday event. Save 50% store-wide, then take an extra 25% off. Don't miss it. I'm Rob Stallworth, your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.